This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky Thursday visited the Kherson region, where thousands of people are dealing with the effects from flooding following the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam earlier this week. Zelensky shared a video on his Telegram social media account showing his meetings with officials and said they discussed evacuations, restoring the region's ecosystem and the military situation in the area. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova summarized Zelensky's visit for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday.
He came to personally inspect the evacuation, how the evacuation is ongoing. He visited the main evacuation spot in the city. He met with locals. He also held a meeting with local authorities and experts to discuss damages. And also he instructed local authorities to make everything possible to compensate the damages to people as much as possible. So it was quite a fruitful meeting, according to his statement afterwards.
The dam collapse in Ukraine also brought a dramatic new dimension to Ukraine's war with Russia, now in its 16th month. George Washington University professor Michael Purcell, a retired U.S. Marine lieutenant colonel, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the dam collapse is likely a setback for Ukraine's war effort.
It's a distraction from what the Ukrainians wanted to be doing right now. So in terms of the strategic focus, we've all been watching and sort of waiting for the much-anticipated counteroffensive. There's a significant amount of Western support that's gone into that, so I think they're under political pressure to show some results. And instead of talking about that, today we're talking about this ecological disaster on a scale that's hard to contemplate, and it's going to add to the reconstruction costs. So it's not as if it's an unimportant event, right? But it is a diversion from what they want to be accomplishing.
This is VOA News.